This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We completed the economic trifecta for the week this morning. The October jobs report joined the GOP tax bill of yesterday. Also, big news from the Fed, of course. So much to talk about, so little time. Don Lee is with the Los Angeles Times. Sudeep Reddy is at Politico. They are both in our studios in Washington, this nation's capital. Hey, everybody.
Hey, Kai.
Hi, Kai.
Don, let me start with you in the jobs report. 261,000 new jobs on payrolls. Unemployment rate falls to 4.1%. Good and more of the same, right?
That's right. The hurricanes that brought jobs to a standstill in September is far behind us now. We made up most of those jobs. Restaurant workers went back to work, and manufacturing added some good numbers. And so I think we're back on this, the cruising speed of good moderate job gains. The only problem is we haven't had wage gains, and it did not pick up.
And in point of fact, Sudeep, there is, and we've talked about this before, you and I and lots of people, that's the bugaboo, right? And it remains even though the economy seems to be growing and doing well.
It's been the thing for years. This was yet another low drama jobs report. We're back to the same old trend. And that's important. Like we all get revved up for jobs, and obviously it's a big important issue. But for, say, the Federal Reserve, they love to have a low drama jobs report. They have steady job growth, moderate wage growth. Obviously, you'd like more wage growth, but moderate wage growth means you can keep interest rates low for a longer period. And that's what they seem to be going for.
All right, Don, let me ask you this. Since Sudeep brought up the Fed, as we know, Janet Yellen will be out of a job come January, even though the economy is doing well. Jay Powell will take over. What are going to be the big changes we can see under Chairman Powell?
I think for the most part, things are going to be pretty much following the pattern that Janet Yellen set. He's voted with her, along with her, for the last 4 years, and he's backed her plan of gradual, slow rate increases. So I don't think there'll be any immediate change, but I do think we're likely to see somewhat faster growth. And the Fed has penciled in 3 rate increases for next year. You're likely to start seeing some dissent. And so it could get a little more contentious, and he'll have to really corral the people on the board.
Yeah, that's interesting, actually, because contentious is not a word you've associated with the Fed for a good long time, right, Don?
It has been pretty calm, and you know, but then again, the chart that the path that Janet Yellen charted has you know, was laid out, and people have she's been able to bring everybody along. But the economy is likely to turn now. We're you know, 8.5 years into this expansion, and we've got the tax plan. And if that goes through, it's going to pick up the momentum.
All right. Well, Sudeep, let's talk about that tax plan for a minute. We're going to talk to Kevin Hassett at the bottom of the program, a good long chat about the economics of this thing. I do want to ask you, though, about something that struck me as I was looking at some of the maps and charts of where some of these impacts are going to be. It was interesting to me the regionality of this tax plan. A lot of the mortgage interest deduction hit and a lot of the state and local tax deduction hit is going to be on the coasts, away from, one has to observe, where a lot of Republican voters live.
Funny, you can line up the tax map and line up the electoral map and you'll see some similarities. But the Republicans need to keep their caucus together, need to be able to get the votes through. And this thing is just beginning. There is no policy issue that's harder than overhauling taxes because corporate lobbyists are involved in a tax bill is the Super Bowl and the World Series and the Olympics all in one. It's the ultimate opportunity to show what you've got as a lobbyist, and they are going to show what they've got, and that is going to make this very, very difficult on top of all the geographic issues and all the other fault lines that we've got on this issue.
Also, Sudeep, real quick, markup starts next week. It is going to be, well, interesting, yeah?
It's going to be interesting. Everyone has their own issues to bring forward in it. That's why taxes are so hard to deal with. They're going to all be picking at it. You've already seen the small business group come out against this. They are obviously very close in touch with members of the House who are going to be speaking to this. The home builders, real estate agents, they all have their wants in this, and members are going to be trying to satisfy them to find something they can pass. But it is a very hard thing to get through, and we haven't even gotten to the Senate where they get to cool it and start all over and start a whole process that everyone can hate all over again.
Don, real quick, the president left for Asia today. he's got a week plus or minus 11 days. What legitimately can we expect out of this trip other than a lot of photo ops for Donald Trump?
I think he's going to, he's got two big issues. One is North Korea and the other is trade. And as we know, Trump has linked the two. He's going to, mm-hmm. I think, ask the Chinese President Xi Jinping for more commitments to tighten the screws on North Korea. And he will probably also bring up steel and other issues like protection of IP that, folks in Ohio and Pennsylvania and that, they want him to get tough on trade with China.
Back to those voters again. Don Lee from Los Angeles Times and Sudeep Reddy at Politico. Thanks, you two.
Thanks, Kai.
Thank you.